Penguin Audio presents Bullet by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Chapter 1. I was worming my way through a mass of parents and children with a tiny clown hat clutched in one hand. In my navy blue skirt suit, I looked like a dozen other mothers who had had to come straight from work to the dance recital. My hair was a little curly and a little too black for all the blonde mothers, but no one gave me a second glance. The one saving grace as I threaded my way through the crowd of parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and siblings was that I wasn't one of the parents. I was just here as moral support and last-minute costume rescuer. It was just Monica Vespucci's style to leave part of her son's costume at her house and need an emergency save. Micah and I had been running late with client meetings, so we got to ride to the rescue. And now, since the vast majority of the performers were female, I was the only one safe to go backstage without scandalizing the mothers. What did little girls who only had male relatives do at things like this? My dad would have been at a loss. A little girl and her mother damn near knocked me down the stairs in their rush to get up past me. The little girl was knocked into me, so that my suit jacket pushed back, and she was staring at my holstered gun and U.S. Marshal badge. The child's eyes went big as she met my eyes. The mother never noticed, dragging the silent child up the stairs. I let them get ahead of me, the little girl's huge, dark eyes following me until the crowd hid her from sight. She couldn't have been more than 5. I wondered if she'd even try to tell her mother she'd seen a woman with a gun and a badge. I started pushing my way up the stairs, keeping the hand with the clown hat in it close to my jacket so I wouldn't flash the gun by accident anymore.